Hey, Rob here from the Art of Sealing podcast, brought to you by Elastoproxy, where we turn the impossible into reality. We had the pleasure to meet a very well-prepared Jeff Gleick from Additive Metal Manufacturing at CanSec 2018. He was very excited to come onto our podcast. Just a little bit about Additive Metal Manufacturing. They provide metal 3D printed parts, and they are located in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Services provided by AMM include rapid prototyping and the manufacture of additive metal product solutions to achieve product performance, costs, quality, and delivery advantages throughout the entire value stream. The principals of AMM have 100 years of combined operational experience in the global manufacturing sector and are developing world-beating collaborative relationships with clients, center of excellence, and learning. AMM is rapidly becoming the most progressive, productive, and respected leader, providing integrated and advanced manufacturing technology solutions within the emerging market for additive manufacturing. This will ensure that their industries have the best opportunity to excel and take back manufacturing. So here's our interview with Jeff. Hey everyone, Rob here from the Art of Sealing podcast. I'm here with Jeff Gleick from Additive Metal Manufacturing. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going great. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for coming by.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. So, Jeff, we're here, want to interview you as part of Additive Metal Manufacturing. So, can you explain how some of these products or technologies work from Additive Metal Manufacturing? What is and what does Additive Metal Manufacturing do?
Great question. Thanks. For sure. I think the most common thing we heard at the booth yesterday was, so you guys do 3D metal printing? We said, yes, that's exactly what we do, is 3D metal printing. And in the 3D metal printing landscape, there's a variety of processes and machines and things that people can do to accomplish that objective. And just as in the CNC world or the metal fabrication world at large, there's varying technologies to serve different purposes. So what technology we've deployed is something called DMLS, which is direct metal laser sintering.
Okay.
And what that does is it puts an laser beam on top of a powder bed of 30 to 40 micron beads of material, and we build that up in either tool steel, stainless steel, or aluminums. We're currently in development on titanium and other high nickel alloys, as we see there's going to be big demand in aerospace down the road. But we're not in propulsion systems, life critical components just yet. We're in a lot of the other functional gear.
But do you guys specialize in the machinery of it, or is it more the, I guess, the know-how, the knowledge of printing?
Yeah, we're technically a service bureau. So we print parts and we provide engineering services. So we use an EOS M290 machine, which has about an 11-inch by 11-inch by 10-inch build platform.
Okay.
We can put together components and sub-assemblies that are larger than that by welding parts and sections outside of the machine.
Oh, that's a cool part. So you can print parts.
That's right.
And then weld
and put them together outside the machine.
Okay, yeah.
So we've actually built parts up to, I believe, 4.5 feet in length by a foot by a foot. So we're not limited by the machine envelope in terms of the type of parts that we can do.
Because that's one of the challenges with 3D printing, right? Is your build platform?
Exactly. A lot of people are looking for various sizes, but you know, frankly, those that do much larger are really kind of at the sort of rare pointy end of the spectrum. I mean, prohibitively expensive, extremely, extremely bleeding edge. So
okay.
I think, 10, 20 years out, you'll see more of those machines adopted. But I think for now, the EOS 290 is a highly proven platform. It's extremely stable, and that's why we've put those to use in our business, because the reliability and the quality of the machine is first in class.
So where are you guys located?
Concord, Ontario, which is just north of Toronto, near Vaughan.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
That's good. So how does your company support the defense industry?
Well, we do it in a variety of ways. I think we're effective at all three levels of the value chain, sort of the beginning, the middle, and the end. At the beginning, what we really do is facilitate the new product introduction, or NPI, process. So in collaboration with engineering in the design stage, we really have multiple benefits there. A couple of the more obvious ones are with additive, you can build almost infinite geometries. So as creative as you want to be is as creative as a part that you can build. We can also help engineering figure out ways to take weight out of products in the design stage. Another common application is component rationalization and process rationalization. So a project that we did in the transportation industry for one of the big three automotive companies, took a subassembly that was made of 7 different parts down to 1 part, and 13 manufacturing processes down to 8 processes.
Wow.
The new product introduction team, after we solved the problem, asked, well, how fast can you get it? And we asked them, well, how fast do you need it? They said, well, could you do it in under 26 weeks? We said, how would 10 days do? And we literally delivered the part in 9 days.
9 days?
Yeah, so it's very common to see lead time advantages of 80-90% in the new product development cycle, which is, you know, helping companies more rapidly bring new products, better products to market.
And you if it's a critical part, you can even reduce downtime for your customers as well.
Absolutely. So at the end of the life cycle, one of the major reasons that we're here at CanSec is to work with companies that are in the service maintenance and repair, fleet management, program management, systems management type spaces, because a lot of times they have a part or a system go down in the field, they need replacement, and where's the inventory for that? Not only is it where is the scramble drill to find the inventory for these low use items or these legacy items, it's also, well, if I want to go get one and I'm out or I can't find it, I have to go buy a minimum lot quantity of 100 or 500 pieces from every person who supplies a component in that system across the supply chain to get that. So now we're talking time, cost, carrying cost, inventory management, supply chain management, big overhead costs. So the way to look at the advantage is really across the value, the entire value chain that's involved in sourcing and deploying that one replacement part. Well, with the additive technology, we can go from CAD to field in 3 to 5 days.
Wow.
So if we've qualified the part and we have the file on hand, all we need is somebody to push the button, send on the CAD file. Our equipment runs 24/7. It runs lights out. It doesn't need operator assistance. We just need to load the programs into the machine and they're off. Quite literally, we can produce to an economic lot size of 1, and we can turn those parts around in that kind of time. So that's what we see is going to be a huge advantage to not only the warfighter, but any service member who's in, you know, performing any exercise anywhere. I mean, we're talking about asset readiness, asset uptime, people uptime.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. That's truly added value.
Yes.
When you can reduce that amount of time, that's truly added value. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, for a great kind of story on that whole process in action and further validation, we had in the Jane's Show Daily yesterday on the Wednesday edition,
yes,
press release on page 17 that announced our partnership with a Dutch company called Dimanex, D-I-M-A-N-E-X, who has already got a live proof of concept of exactly this, supporting the Royal Dutch Army. So they're on a live field vehicle with 12 or 13 components that they've qualified that now they're deploying exactly that same service. So Dimanex has some very powerful analytical tools to look at an entire parts catalog that's in CAD, scrub that parts catalog, look at what parts are a fit for the additive process, exactly what type of additive technology is the fit to build them, and then what is the overall financial impact of shifting those potential parts to the additive platform and doing this digital warehouse.
Wow.
So very powerful analytical tools, and we're supporting them, of course, on the build side and on the business development side, bringing forth customers that we see here at CanSec who could benefit from that. And we're very excited to see where that can go.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Jeff. So yesterday was day one, which was, I'm pretty sure, pretty busy like usual. Day one is very hectic.
Yes, it was.
And day two, I'm looking around right now because Jeff is at our booth here, booth 913, and looking around, and is actually pretty busy too this morning, which is impressive. Usually it's pretty quiet the second day. But what's been the buzz? What was the buzz yesterday, Jeff? What did you feel? I know you said you were stuck in the booth
exactly.
The whole time.
I was dying to get out and walk the floor and have conversations with potential partners who we really know would benefit from this, but we just couldn't get out of the booth. We had 4 to 5 people on occasion in the booth trying to handle conversations.
Wow.
From, you know, whether it was potential customers, whether it was research institutions, universities, NDN, and so forth. We had all kinds of folks there, but I would say number one banner out of the three that we have in the booth that caught attention was the digital warehouse concept and what we just talked about, how to get from CAD to field in 3 to 5 days, how to get these legacy parts built economically, how to reduce these inventories, and also how to build parts that may not have a CAD file available for them anymore. We've done that with obsoleted manufacturing equipment. We've done it on historic automobiles. We believe we can do it on land, sea, and air transportation in this space as well, where we might not have a CAD file. You know, the supplier may be gone that was originally put that part in field. We can scan those parts. reverse engineer them and then build them up replacements. So I think the conversations around all of the above in that whole digital warehouse, on demand, lot size of one, you know, kind of we can do anything in that space was what really got the most traction.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah. So Jeff, if we have to reach you or additive metal manufacturing, how do we reach you?
Well, our website is www.additivemet.com. So additivemet.com. We also have a Twitter feed that's @additivemet. If you have files and you want to share and get the conversation started, we have an info@additivemet.com email address. And it's kind of you know, the common quip in the marketplace is, well, how do you do additive? How do you get started with additive? Well, you just have to do additive. So the most important thing with learning about it is trying to find where to start. And so we put a heavy investment in our engineering and applications team to help do the applications assessment processes with you and help select what makes sense versus what really doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So that people have a good first experience. Well, that's what we really want. If people have a bad first experience, they're probably not going to come back to the technology.
Absolutely.
They're going to think it's not for them. But if they're looking at potential of 3, 4, 5, 10 projects, that's where we can come in and help and say, look, two of these make great sense. The others don't. So let's focus on the two and see what we can do.
That's awesome. Well said, Jeff. So I wanted to thank you so much for coming on board. So again, Rob McRaddle here from the Art of Sealing podcast with Jeff Gleick. There we go. I got the name. I got the last name pronounced properly.
You sure did. Good job.
From Additive Metal Manufacturing. So thank you again for coming on board.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one.